Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
According to data from the Internal Displacement Monitoring Center, in 2018 more than 80 million people were forced to leave their homes due to disasters caused by climate change. 97% of these are related to flooding, sea level rise, thirst, lack of drinking water, floods, etc. Most of the affected areas are mainly in a sub-Saharan area in Africa, in Southeast Asia and in Central America. Those equatorial areas have become in recent decades the most sensitive ones to climate upheavals. Being a climate migrant is a condition that does not guarantee any rights. The International Organization of Migrants has been fighting for years to give a legal definition of environmental refugee status. Until 2050, it is estimated that about 143 million people will be forced to leave their homes because of flood that could wipe out their village, the lack of water to plow their fields, the lack of drinking water, etc. However, according to international organizations, nowadays it is still complicated to define exactly what a climate migrant is, and those who are affected by these incidents may not fall into any legal framework for refugee protection. But is this the reality, or is it just a question of water?
Where are your monuments, your battles, martyrs? Where is your tribal memory?
Sirs, in that grey vault. The sea has locked them up. The sea is history. First there was the heaving oil, heavy as chaos. Then like a light at the end of a tunnel, the lantern of a caravel. And that was Genesis. Then there were the packed cries, the shit, the moaning.
When you watch left, right, up, down, you know, you see only blue sky and blue water. It was being many strong wave, and the boat, it's full of water. And we ask the driver, he tell us, if the weather will stay like this, we will be fine. If the weather has become more windy, I would say, well, I'm so sorry for you. You forget Europe, you forget Tunisia, you forget Libya, you forget everything, and you think about how I will die. This is the important question, let's say. when you see yourself so little in this vast, let's say, sea, we think about many, many things. Why push yourself in this dangerous adventure? It's not adventure, it's more. I not must forget this moment. For this, I have to say thanks, God. Trillion times.
Stanno arrivando quelli che sono usciti di galera. E siccome nelle fabbriche, nei campi, nelle catene di montaggio a 2 euro all'ora, in Tunisia o in Marocco è pericoloso, vengono a fare i delinquenti in Italia.
At least 30 billion euros a year will be needed both inside the Union to build effective border and asylum agencies, to ensure dignified reception conditions, fair asylum procedures, and opportunities for integration.
Que les peuples d'Europe sont en situation telle d'appauvrissement que nous ne pouvons pas assumer d'une immigration légale.
I want to get the policy right. I want mass immigration, not good immigration. And I think that is what the vast amount of people in this country want too.
We have to do a great job. And I promise you that I will not let you down. We will do a great job. We will do a great job.
Random selection.
It ensures that we bring an end to free movement once and for all.
A fair, modern, and lawful system of immigration.
This system will be based on where somebody comes.
Aiutano i trafficanti di esseri umani.
Semplicemente da questa settimana non lo esercitiamo più da soli. Quindi noi non abbiamo mai negato il principio della solidarietà, della generosità.
Però i porti italiani sono chiusi ai trafficanti di esseri umani, a coloro che aiutano i trafficanti di esseri umani.
Semplicemente da questa settimana non lo esercitiamo più da soli.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, we are open arm vessel. We are standing now just...
You're going to talk to me about the email you sent earlier?
Yeah.
I received the email. We are currently waiting for instructions from HAER.
Okay.
But as it stands right now, the government of Malta gave permission for SBLX to have a port of safety in Malta and not to open arms.
Now,
Open Arms has no permission to transfer the migrants.
Okay.
And obviously not permission to enter Malta.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I understand.
So unless I have another instruction or information, I will keep you in contact. I will reply to your email.
Okay.
But as it stands now, as it stands now, only SVLX was allowed to enter Malta.
Okay, okay, because they...
These instructions are from a political level. So
I'm
officer at RCC Malta. I cannot give you any instructions. I'm guided accordingly.
Yeah. We can understand. We know everybody is a political level and blah, blah, blah. But obviously,
political level takes time, as you know.
Yeah. Only for the, you know, the people that are on board, and we are sure that Alex cannot sail to them in seaworthy condition, so for sure they are denying to move to Malta, because, you know, only for that we ask, we offer our support.
I know, and maybe there will be a more peaceful vessel that can come to the area, but we're still waiting for instructions from higher.
Okay, can you send these...
If there's any information, I will reply to your email.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Alright, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Good day for now.
Strap on these goggles. I guide you down myself. It's hostile submarine. Through colonnades of coral, past the gothic windows of sea fans, to where the crusty crop, onyx eyed, blinks, awaited by its jewels like a bold queen. And these groin caves with barnacles, pitted like stone, are our cathedrals, and the furnace before the hurricanes, Gomorrah. Bones ground by windmills into marl and cornmeal. And that was lamentations. That was just lamentations. It was not history.
We are so used to ask ourselves questions that sometimes we even forget to look for answers. We feel so safe behind the opinions of experts who often no longer even count the facts. Among all the theories and hypotheses on the future of our oceans formulated in recent years, even from the less catastrophic ones have shown a frightening fact. We have become marine killers, and soon our behavior in the seas will lead to an involution. In fact, according to the WWF, between 1970 and today, 50% of the marine life has been halved, and what has remained is put a serious risk to global warming. It has been shown that raising temperature will affect fishes and will change their weight and respiratory system. With a lack of oxygen in the water, the fish will be forced to reduce their size by about 18% and to develop a faster metabolism, not to die for lack of food. Critical situation.
Definitely, it is estimated that 3.4 million tons of fish will be lost per degree, and that many species will become extinct.
How much are we aware of what we are losing?
Thank you. Dangerous.
Wofür knoten die Leute diese Sachen in die Bäume?
Die Schleifen. Dumme Ideen sind, die zurückkommen oder für Wünsche. So dumm.
And in the salt chuckle of rocks, with their sea pools, there was a sound like a rumor without any echo, of history really beginning. Thank you.
Oh, ah! Ui, 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 ui. Fuck!
Yeah, I can smile now. Thank you so much.
You can also shout.
Ah! Oh, I forgot. That is a good healing. Milkshake. That's really good healing. Do you want one?
Oh, you want to put a milkshake on your knee?
No, like a good healing from hangover.
What flavor?
Without.
Einfach nur Milch?
Mm-hmm. And ice cream.
Aha, what flavor ice cream?
Ohne. The guy who came. Okay. Off we go.
Das ist so fraglich.
Then came the white sisters clapping to the wave's progress, and that was emancipation. Jubilation, oh jubilation, vanishing swiftly as the sea's lace dries in the sun. But that was not history, that was only faith, and each rock broke into its own nation. Thank you.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.